Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dharma Path. Today, I want to talk about something that's often talked about but not always practiced with intention. Self-care. You hear it everywhere, right? Treat yourself, take some time for you, you deserve a break. But sometimes those phrases feel empty, don't they? Like we know what we should be doing but struggle to actually make it happen. So, let's ditch the vague suggestions and dive into something real, a step-by-step guide to crafting a self-care routine that feels authentic and beneficial for you. The truth is, self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be lovely sometimes. It's about intentionally nurturing your mind, body, and spirit in ways that truly recharge you. It's about recognizing what drains you, the constant scrolling, the endless to-do list, the people who leave you feeling depleted, and consciously choosing activities that replenish your energy instead. Think about it. When was the last time you genuinely felt rested, revitalized, and centered? Did you accomplish something remarkable or simply enjoy moments of quiet stillness? The answer often lies in how we choose to spend our time and energy. It's easy to get swept up in the demands of life, work, relationships, responsibilities, but ignoring your own needs leaves you vulnerable and depleted. Imagine a phone battery constantly running low without ever being recharged. Eventually, it shuts down. That's what happens when we neglect self-care. So, how do we build a sustainable self-care routine that becomes an integral part of our daily lives? Let's break it down into manageable steps. Step 1. Awareness. Begin by tuning into your body and mind. What are you feeling right now? Are you stressed, anxious, tired, or simply uninspired? Notice the physical sensations, tension in your shoulders, a racing heart, or a heavy feeling in your chest. This awareness is the foundation of self-care. It allows you to identify your needs before they escalate into overwhelm. Step 2. Identify your needs. Once you're aware of your current state, ask yourself, what do I need right now to feel more balanced and grounded? Is it a moment of quiet solitude? A nourishing meal? Physical activity that energizes you? Some gentle stretching? It could be anything that helps you feel calmer, happier, or more connected. Step 3. Prioritize your needs. Life often feels like a juggling act, but remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Schedule self-care activities into your day just as you would any important meeting or appointment. Start small, maybe 15 minutes of mindful breathing in the morning, a short walk during your lunch break, or an evening ritual of reading a few pages of a book before bed. Step 4. Experiment and adjust. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What works for someone else may not work for you. Be open to trying different activities and see what resonates. Perhaps journaling helps you process your emotions, or dancing releases pent-up energy. Keep experimenting until you discover a routine that feels authentic and fulfilling. Step 5. Make it enjoyable. Self-care shouldn't feel like a chore. Choose activities that bring you joy and leave you feeling refreshed. Listen to uplifting music while you walk. Soak in a warm bath with essential oils, spend time in nature, or connect with loved ones who lift your spirits. Now, let's take a few moments together to embody the self-care mindset. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself in a peaceful Santeria tranquil beach, a lush forest, or a cozy cabin nestled in the mountains. Feel the gentle breeze on your skin, the soft sand beneath your feet, or the warmth of the sun on your face. Take a deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs with fresh air, and exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any tension or stress you may be holding. Repeat this a few times, allowing each inhale to bring a sense of calm and peace, and each exhale to release any worries or burdens. Remember, you are worthy of love, care, and attention. Self-care isn't about indulgence, it's about honoring your needs and creating space for your well-being. As you move through the rest of your day, carry this feeling of calm and intention with you. Make choices that nurture your mind, body, and spirit. Remember, even small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.